You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day. The Citizenship Amendment Act 2019 is India's internal matter, and the statement of the United States on its implementation is misplaced, misinformed and unwarranted, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said. New Delhi asserted its strong position after the US expressed concerns over the notification of the act. "We are concerned about the notification of the Citizenship Amendment Act on 11th March. We are closely monitoring how this act will be implemented," State Department spokesperson Matthew Miller said. "Respect for religious freedom and equal treatment under the law for all communities are fundamental democratic principles," the State Department spokesperson said. The West Bengal BJP on Friday raised questions over Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee's accident last night and said the CM's security should be looked into and, if there is any breach, she must be shifted to the official residence. On Thursday, it was claimed that Mamata Banerjee fell at her Kalighat residence after there was a push from behind. She was immediately taken to SSKM Hospital as her party shared photos of how grievously she was injured, with blood coming out from the wound on her forehead. No police complaint has been filed yet regarding the case. The Election Commission on Friday said that it will announce the schedule for the Lok Sabha elections and some state assemblies tomorrow. The announcement for the Lok Sabha elections will be made during a press conference at 3 p.m. in New Delhi's Vigyan Bhavan. Press conference by Election Commission to announce schedule for general elections 2024 and some state assemblies will be held at 3 p.m. on Saturday, 16th March. It will live streamed on social media platforms of the ECI, the poll body wrote on X. The model code of conduct will come into effect as soon as the announcement is made. The Enforcement Directorate has raided the house of BRS leader K. Kavita in Hyderabad in connection with the Delhi liquor policy case. The action comes after the leader skipped several summons issued by the agency. Kavita, an MLC in Telangana, has skipped at least two summons issued to her by the probe agency. During questioning in the money laundering case associated with the revoked Delhi liquor policy, Amit Arora, one of the accused, mentioned Kavita's name. Is Kensington Palace hiding something? Two avid royal followers, the health concerns and abdominal surgery of the Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, have been a breeding ground for numerous conspiracy theories. And now, the latest Photoshop scandal has reignited speculation about her mysterious disappearance. Piers Morgan, an English radio and TV presenter, has suggested that the palace may be trying to hide something, a botched attempt that may be more important than initially thought. In talks with OK Magazine, Piers Morgan spoke about why Princess Kate, who is recovering from her surgery wounds, is trying to handle her amateur editing when the palace has people for it.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.htsmartcast.com.